This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of the USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. If you heard at the top of the hour, you heard this person trying to speak English, representing the city of New Orleans, and telling people to pay attention to the warnings. Well, Dauphine Street in New Orleans yesterday. It rained for a couple of hours. 3 to 4 feet of water. So Dauphine Street is 3 to 4 feet underwater after a couple hours of heavy rain in New Orleans. And over the weekend, just a couple of days from now, we're looking at more rain, possibly a hurricane. And they're thinking that about 2 feet of water may be dumped from the sky onto Louisiana. Now, if you think about that, and we've talked about this many times, class. If you think about that, the sewer system is going to back up. There's no place for sewage to go except on the surface. That's where it's going to be. It's going to cross-connect with the surface water. The water will be not drinkable. It will be contaminated. Those gas cans, gasoline will come up from underground storage tanks. It will cross-connect. Fuel oil, oil in the crankcases of vehicles, gasoline in the gas tanks of vehicles, automatic transmission fluid in the automatic transmission fluids, the gearboxes, the differentials, and then you have all the other wastes. Then you have whatever people, their household garbage, all that's going to go floating by. It's going to be disaster. Again, because we're not paying attention. We just don't learn. And after it's over, we go, wow, well, that's terrible. And we clean up and then we let it happen again because we're just not prepared. Rick Miller, I just don't get why people can't see it. They can't learn from history and they're just too lazy to pay attention to prepare and get out of the way. What do you think? Did we lose Rick?
I don't know what to tell you. I wouldn't live on the East Coast. What do you think's going to happen to, look at what's, with nothing happening, look at the level of anger and road rage that currently, some woman yesterday or the day before I had road rage was going to shoot the other guy and accidentally shot her husband in the head. What do you think? How's that going to work?
Well, it's worse than that. I mean, it's all that and more. I was at Sam's Club about a week ago. I had to get something. And so I went into Sam's Club, and they have this huge crosswalk area. And so it's very clear that vehicles are to yield for the pedestrians. Well, it was clear for me. I had every right of way, and there was nobody there. And this woman walks out the Sam's Club door. She's looking down at her phone. Now, I'm not talking about a millennial, because I would expect a millennial to do that. But this woman was middle-aged. She's looking down. I'm driving a diesel, which is way louder than a gasoline vehicle. And she's not paying attention, and she walks right in front of me, positioning herself to be run over. So we have carelessness. We have the me first. We have get out of my way. We have the anger. It's all happening at the same time. At the same time, the weather is unpredictable.
By the way, just less than 3 days ago, I'm driving home from downtown, and this man stepped out with intent in front of a vehicle, just in front of me. The guy hit him. I had to stop and be a witness on what happened. Now, the guy that hit him was devastated. The person that stepped out in front did it with intent, trying to get into a hospital. He did it right next to the hospital so he'd be close. Why? I can only fathom what people are thinking when they're homeless and don't know where else to go.
I'm glad you mentioned this. Let's talk about a derivative of this. Secondhand, you remember secondhand smoking? That was a big thing back in the 70s, in the 80s, okay? Well, now there's what's called secondhand alcohol. So what happens is one of these people who can't handle it decides to start drinking and drinking and drinking and then becomes a danger to themselves. But what's the secondhand part about? That is everyone who is a relative of that person. So now we've got an out-of-control drunk who can't deal with life, who can't deal with the normal ups and downs, so starts drinking and then takes the whole family down with that person. That's what's happening all across America. And that's back to this me first. I don't feel so well. People don't like me. I haven't had a text in about 7 minutes, so I'm going to start drinking. And if people don't come see me, I'm going to start drinking, and I'm going to drink myself into a stupor so because I deserve it. And they take the whole family down.
Yeah, you have a choice of how you're going to handle it. And most of us, including me, act like little brat kids. I have a little four-year-old in me that has such anger from when my real father broke my neck. I have no memory of it. I know that it happened because my sister has evidence and, you know, things. Apparently, my mother was being beaten by my father. I ran to save my mother, and he broke my neck. And my real father, the one that raised me, I was very blessed, very lucky. But this man resented me, and I was trying to just save my mom. I had no idea. And all of us carry these kinds of wounds inside us that cause, like for me, to throw a tantrum when something's weird. And I start to shout at it to get its attention, you know, like my computer. And it's crazy. And okay, that's the first signs of dementia. I got to be careful here, or I'm going to get locked up.
Rick, I was...
All of us do this. And we need to take control of our thought processes first.
I was...
Rick... Yeah, we create our own problems.
Right. I was at Sam's Club that time I mentioned earlier about the parking lot. Well, I was in line for the cashier, and you know there was a short wait, and I always talked to the people around me, and there was this guy about my age, and started the conversation, and instead of us trying to avoid looking at each other, I just broke the ice and started talking to this guy. And somehow it came out, he said, we're talking about people are nuts. Well, he described one of his grandchildren. And he said he had to take her to task because she started cursing him out. We're talking about a teenager.
That's unbelievable, the generation. Right,
well, that's why I'm mentioning this, because it's happening to a lot of people. And so we have these belligerent, arrogant, nasty, me-first children, totally, totally oblivious to the respect that we used to give our seniors. We would be extra nice to our seniors because we respected them. No, not anymore. We don't need to respect our seniors. What we need to do is curse them out. And I absolutely will not help anyone who behaves like that. So all they have to do is do it once, just once. And that teaches me what I need to know. I don't need to do anything to help anyone who behaves with that degree of arrogance, carelessness, violence, aggression. Joe, welcome. Joe in Arkansas is joining us. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, good morning to both of you. How you doing?
Go ahead, Joe. We're kind of frosted.
Did you have the storms up there yesterday, Vincent?
Yeah, we had 10% chance of rain, and during that 10% chance of rain, we got 1 inch of rain. Yeah.
Okay, well, same thing here. And I watched the storms on the radar, and they made it from Missouri down the Gulf Coast in like 8 hours. And that don't happen this time of the year.
Right. No, last year this time it was a drought.
No. The weather's so crazy here. I mean, I live off the grid, and the last 2 years there's been more clouds than sun here.
Right. Joe, let me just explain it this way. So the absolute minimum that we need to cut hay for the winter, the absolute minimum is 2 days of sunshine, 2 days without rain. And we haven't been able to find enough time to cut the hay this year. And what that means is there's plenty of grass. The grass has been rained on, and it's been growing like crazy. But it does no good for the winter if you need hay. So I have a feeling that farmers are going to be caught short this winter when they need extra hay to allow the cows to survive the extra cold. So we're going to need more hay, and we're going to have less hay because we can't cut it. Now, you can cut the grass, and you can rake it and roll it up, but with the moisture in it because of the rain, and if the hay hasn't dried out, it will just turn to mold. The cows will get sick, the animals will get sick, the farmers will get sick. It doesn't work. So you really need dry hay, and we don't have enough. We're way down, even though it's been raining like crazy. Is that what you're seeing in Arkansas?
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of that. And this year, my roads have been washed away 3 times now. And the last couple of years, I've noticed that it just rained so hard for a short period of time that it's just washing everything away.
Joe, a couple times I was on the broadcast, and as I was approaching the final few minutes of the daily broadcast, and this is in the last few weeks, I made statements like, I'm going to get on the, right after the broadcast is over, I'm going to get on the backhoe, and I'm going to go look for where my driveway went, and I'm going to get it and bring it back home. And I really meant that. I mean, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but what I did was I went downhill with the front-end loader on the backhoe, and I grabbed the driveway, and I brought it back to where it was. Because it rained so hard, it washed out our driveway as well as our road.
Yeah, what's happening with me, it's washing stuff away, and then the big boulders that are in the ground are popping up, or the ground's washed away around them, and I can't dig them out.
Well, you're absolutely right. We have boulders in our road that have appeared that are, the size of a hula hoop. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. And someday I was out there with a jackhammering them.
That's a good start, yeah. Do you want to hold?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we're going into break, then Clint in Iowa. Please stay.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us on the West Coast. Joe in Arkansas is on the line now. Clint in Iowa is on hold. Joe, please continue.
Yeah, I'd like to say a few weeks ago, you know, every day I try to get some sun, you know, at a particular time. And, you know, with the clouds and all, and you just never know out here anymore. And one day I was out there laying out in the clouds, and the sun came out behind the clouds, or if it is a sun. It was so hot. I mean, I jumped out of the chair. I freaked out. I said, that's not right. Something's wrong. Something is wrong.
Was this just a few days ago?
No, this was a few weeks ago, but I do feel it. From time to time.
Okay, we felt the same thing. And our son came in, and he's a pretty tough guy. He's in his mid-20s. He was on the tractor. He couldn't stand it. He just couldn't stand it. He came into the house, and said, I can't take it. It's too hot. The sun's rays are so hot, he had to get out of the sun. And he's a tough guy. So you're absolutely right. That's happening here, too.
Yeah, I literally jumped out of a chair. I jumped out of a chair. Whoa, that's not right. It was like a heat lamp just was put on me.
That's right. That's exactly what it's like. And I'm very concerned about the solar array or arrays because they need to be cooled. So, class, if you're thinking about building a solar array and sticking it on your roof, you're going to need to have an airspace between your roof and the solar array so air can get under those panels and cool them so that they don't cook and and destroy themselves. Keep that in mind. So that we've kept that in mind for our solar array, but it's something that you have to think about. Anything else, Joe?
Yeah, does Doc Miller have any places in mind to relocate to?
Well, Rick, where should we move to?
I don't have the answer to that. I can tell you there's a book that I use called We Are the Earthquake Generation. And it will tell you where some of the more safer locations are regarding earthquakes. Now, why I'm mentioning that is because with all the rest of it, Yellowstone is now showing lava as far as Ohio underground and is about to blow. And when it does, North America, the entire, is going to be different. And I don't know how badly that is going to, that expect, nobody does. There are predictions and what-if scenarios. And the one that the military uses, which is the worst-case scenario, would be Chet Snow, future map of America. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be that way. That's the one the military uses. There are others, Edgar Casey, Scallion, others that have tried to predict, you know, when this happens and when that happens, what is the shoreline going to be like? What's the Central America going to look like? Nuclear radiation and all of the rest of it. And it's all a question of bunkers and hidey holes that are in bedrock. And that's one of the reasons why originally the Free State of Jefferson had movies come out like Goonies, where there are underground caverns. There are underground caverns even in the Midwest that are extensive, Middle Earth. Most of these have been taken up by military and or corporations for storage. But you can build a bomb shelter just like we did in the 50s. And, you know, duck and cover. Good luck with that. Well, you know, I remember as a kid going under my chair with one hand over my neck and the other one across my face. And that's not going to take care of Hiroshima. And when I say that, the sun right now is breathing out radiation. It's in a solar minimum, which means that as it's going through deep space, instead of absorbing like a big bumper, it's allowing crap to come around the sun and hit the earth. And that's what you're experiencing.
Joe, I want to thank you for the call, and check out Joel Skousen's book. I've got a copy right in front of me, Strategic Relocation, and it has a lot of the criteria that you would need to look at for your next move. We'll be right back.
Okay, guys.
We'll be right back with Clint in Iowa.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A storm that's expected to turn into a hurricane when it hits near Lake Charles, Louisiana this Saturday is already bringing heavy rain throughout much of Louisiana, where the Governor John Bel Edwards has already declared a state of emergency.
No one should take this storm lightly, and all likelihood is going to be a very significant weather event.
The storm expected to strengthen into a hurricane sometime on Friday. President Trump's hosting an event at the White House later today to discuss claims of political bias on social media. No one from any social media companies will be there at what's called the Presidential Social Media Summit, but the gathering will include social media users who claim they've been singled out for their conservative views. AT&T becoming the first wireless company to automatically block spam calls. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Thank God you're.
Take my.
When you go to
the feed, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Rams with us. Ricky Rocket. Clint in Iowa. Thank you so much for patiently waiting. You're on the air.
No problem. You know, I was actually in a pretty good mood this morning until I started listening to you guys talk.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I had a Vietnam veteran friend of mine. He told me, he says, no matter how well you prepare, you can never prepare enough. So I do what we can and stuff for, you know, I kind of have a tendency to, you know, agree with what you guys are talking about and such. But the reason I'm calling, Doc Graham was talking about that gentleman that walked out in front of the vehicle and got hit.
Yep.
And I've heard him speak to collective consciousness before. And I'm wondering if the collective consciousness could be what this zombie apocalypse could be coming, you know, that they make all these movies about and everything and forewarn us about that sort of thing. And, you know, maybe everybody's just going to be walking around, you know, getting hit by cars or something like that. Now, I know I'm talking like way off the planet about what's going on.
I don't think you are. I'll tell you why. I have made it a hobby to notice what's happening. I've made it a hobby to ask people what they notice. And so when I was in that line for the checkout at Sam's Club, I asked the man next to me, you know, hey, how's it going? And struck up a conversation. He's seeing the same things that I'm seeing. And if I'm at the, you know, the big box lumber yard, same thing. And what I'm finding is people who are my age, I'm talking 67-ish, they're all seeing the same thing. And all walks of life. Now these are people who do listen to the radio. These are people who don't listen to the radio. These are people who have never met me before, don't know me from Adam, because I don't say who I am. I'm just some guy, and I don't identify myself as, you know, what I do on the radio. And they're saying the same things. So I believe that they and we and you are all seeing people looking down, totally distracted. There was a gal who was in her 70s. She was at the kitchen table a couple of days ago here at the farmhouse. And it was the first time she had been, like, inside the farmhouse. She'd been here visiting many times, but never really came in. And so we were just sitting around. It was so hot. We had some seltzer. And she told me that in her house, they decided to watch a movie. So the whole family was there watching a movie, and they're all adults. And she said while the movie was started, there are three cell phones that came out, and she's watching the movie without a cell phone. Everyone else has a cell phone. She said, turn the TV off. That's it. We're not watching the movie. And she's the head of the household. Her husband passed away. And she's saying, look, either we're going to watch this or not, but we're not going to be distracted. And then I talked to her about how I used to have a sign on my back door that said, no cell phones, and how I would say at the meetup, if you guys want to have your cell phones, I'm not coming here anymore. So that's kind of how it is. People are distracted, and they feel that they need to have these mental hits of, I'm important, and people are thinking about me, and they become addicted to it, and they're out of touch. And I don't want them anywhere near me.
Well, no.
And Clint,
the same thing. No one has any thinking process going on.
And the same thing is true when I see people with ball teams like St. Louis Cardinals or Springfield Cardinals, Springfield Minor League, Springfield Cardinals, or Chicago Cubs, or whatever the ball team is. And they have those $200 T-shirts on. And I think, this guy, whatever his IQ I thought it might be, it's at least 10 points less than that, because they're not paying attention. These are people who go to ball games, and they accomplish nothing. Nothing. They are consumers. They are people who consume without putting back. That's what they do. And I'm not interested in associating with them in any way, shape, or form, because they're not contributing to the whole.
Yeah.
Rick, your thoughts?
Are you after me for a response? Well, I can tell you that everything that you see on TV in Hollywood is true, and even more as we speak about collective unconscious. These are why saints through history have stressed the importance of training the mind and controlling your thoughts, because it is these thoughts that make our reality. This is a dream. This is not real. There are dream states that have more content to reality than consciousness does. and is now why the new directions in physics, advanced physics, is the study of altered states of consciousness. And each of us, with the laws of physics change, in this state, you can have the strength of 10, like you're on methamphetamine. And over here, in this state, you can have guessing that is instinctual and never wrong. Now, what has happened is that we have placed too much emphasis on consciousness being real. And as such, Hollywood uses that as a tool to direct where we're going. It was 3D printing that followed the replicator. You have to see it in your mind's eye, and that's what then makes it real. And once you do that with zombies, oh yeah, the Soviets had a zombie drug. How about T-gun dye? That is, in all cats, and one-third of the human race has T-gun dye inside themselves, that if that gets across the blood-brain barrier, you do become a zombie. Newsflash. Now, diet and why we eat what we do, models, and how the Barbie doll has placed you being happy with yourself is impossibility. I don't know about your state, but here, obesity is gross. One in four people in Oregon are obese, and I'm not talking about fat. I'm saying obese. And it's, I don't know where we're going, but it's no place I want to participate. And that's what the whole thing is about, is your mind's eye and all the different possibilities. And is it this or is it that? And the correct answer is yes, it's all of that.
Rick, I think Clint is talking about the collective consciousness, and I wonder if this is one of the aspects that he might be referring to. So for a couple decades when I was growing up, the Roman Catholic Church prayed and asked for prayers, the collective consciousness of the parishioners of the Roman Catholic Church worldwide on Sunday, every Sunday, pray for the conversion of Russia. So it seems to me that the Holy Roman Catholic Church, as they refer to themselves, actually believes in the collective consciousness and the power of prayer. Is that something that you're talking about, Clint?
Well, sort of.
Sort of is like me. No thought is original. I'm not an original thinker. Nothing is original. I am basing my thoughts on others that I have interacted with over the years that have led me to become uniquely myself as part of the human being human. That's what gives us a distinction between angels and demons.
You know, and just what you spoke there just now, I don't know how it's going to sound. I understand what you're talking about, but yet I don't understand it.
Okay. It's not about, how do I put this? I'm a late scout. I might seem bright, but really, I just got there first, but it's man that did it, not me. It's the distinction between a whale and its song of history. The whales, when they sang, what we've now discovered is their history, just like American Indian does with medicine. It's their history. And these songs are uniquely different. And that's why they sing them, because it's how they identify themselves from each other. And man does it differently. And we have, I don't know how to explain it, Carl Jung distinguished it from the conscious, the superconscious, and the id, and he took it to the next level of metaphor. And metaphor is how you go from one item to the next in chunking, like a wheel, a rim, a lug nut. It's a way you build up a concept in your mind. Man is unique in terms of looking at the universe in terms of space and time. They're not real.
We have time bends with gravity. What does that mean? It bends with light. What does that suggest? What is dark matter? We don't know. They're constructs to try to understand what is and is not going on. That means that with that concept, there's no such thing as a toe or theory of everything. We will never get there because we don't work like that. As Simon says, you can go halfway to the door. The thing is, it's not about the door. It's about the journey. And we focus on the wrong thing, thinking that space and time are real, when in fact all they are is constructs in the way we want to go from one concept to the next. That's Gregory Bateson. And you want to get into this, man has, on another level, you are me, and I am you, and I am the Walrus.
Well, all I can say is, wow.
Yeah, you ought to see what he's like in person.
Yeah, well, you ought to see me drool while I talk, man. I'm a functioning savant, and I drool. Cum, and all kinds of weird things. So, you know, don't think I'm normal.
No.
Very normal. And I'm going to have Perry Comitatus sing the Right On songs.
So are we trying so hard to look at an end result that we are not paying attention to the basic steps before that?
That's correct.
Okay.
We have been distracted, and we're a little tiny brat children thinking that this is all there is. What do you think daydreaming is?
Well, I have always, not always, but in the last few years, I started thinking a little bit more in-depthly about things, I guess, and I always question where the dream
is. Your upper brain, that thing that you do with, quote, thinking, that's what gets you in trouble. Because if that brain is there to make all your beliefs true, I wouldn't have seen it if I hadn't have believed it. You work with your gut and instinct. You don't make mistakes.
Yes, I've heard you talk about that before. The relationship.
Clint, I've got a question.
Brain
I've got it.
Is absolutely, yeah, I get that.
Clint, I've got a quick question for you. You only have about 20 seconds. How'd you find us?
That takes longer than 20 seconds, Vincent. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It started with Joyce Riley.
Okay.
And after she died. Right.
Okay. Can you hold for just a minute and tell us?
Yeah, sure. And I know you're getting close on time. I'll make after the break. I'll be short.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils,
But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. If you'd like to go to the website and peruse the books for your viewing and purchasing. Pleasure. Clinton, Iowa, quick question. So how did you find us? And you mentioned Joyce Riley.
I started listening to her a few years back, and then after she had passed, I didn't like what the format was after that. So I, on my computer screen here, I have six choices from the GCN service there, and your USA Prepares and your picture there in front of the microphone was there, so I clicked on it one day, and been here ever since.
Wow.
So hasn't been as long as I probably would have liked to after, you know, once I got hooked on your program. There's, the list goes on and on about the things that you talk about, from all the way from when people ask you for advice, and they don't take your advice, and they just do it their own way anymore that makes you so mad, and this whole wheel bearing thing with the Dodge Ram pickup truck thing. So,
Yeah, and let me just share something with you since you mentioned that. So we have a full automotive shop here at the farm, and it was really for our own purposes, but people show up and they've got problems, and they can't seem to get other people to fix their equipment. So they've been just showing up. I mean, literally, people just show up here. There's no sign that says, you know, come on over to Vinny's repair shop or our son's repair shop. It doesn't say, there's nothing that indicates that there's even a farm here on the road, on this dirt road. But people have found out about it, and they show up. And the latest thing is a Toyota Tundra truck showed up here, and we can't get the wheels off. The rear wheels are frozen in place. Literally, they are rusted in place. The chemical reaction between or among the aluminum magnesium wheels, the cast iron axles and hubs, and the road salt has fused the wheels to the hubs.
Understood.
And it's not just that. It's the Chevrolet Silverados as well with the aluminum magnesium wheels. So what I'm saying is if you have a flat tire and you think that you're going to be able to get your tire off the spare tire carrier, and if you've been through salt, you're not going to get it off. It's rusted in place. Second thing, if you think you can get the lug nuts off with the lug nut wrench that comes with your vehicle, you won't be able to because they are rusted. Rusted in place. And then if you think, if you get that off, if you think you're going to get your wheel off the axle, you're not going to be able to do that. We actually sprayed with multiple penetrating oils. We told the guy with the truck to come on back in about a week, and we'll see if we can get it off with a sledgehammer and a 4x4. We might have to use a port of power or hydraulic press to get the wheel off. Then what we do is we lubricate with a fully synthetic lubricant the wheel and the axle with a light film so that next time it will come off. And we lubricate all the wheel studs and the wheel bolts or the wheel nuts, whatever they are, the mating surface as well as the threads. And we torque them to the appropriate torque, which is probably about 100 pounds, foot-pounds. But the bottom line is what we're experiencing is failures that are horrific. Also, if you think that you're going to be able to get your car fixed for the same price as you used to be able to, you won't. Because the mechanics are going to spend three times as much time getting the old, whatever it is, off that they used to spend because it's now rusted in place and the bolts are going to break. That's what's happening.
Yeah, if you can get them to get off of their cell phones while they're on company time.
Right. Well, yeah, that's exactly right. Clinton, Iowa, hey, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in.
Hey, try some the Works toilet bowl cleaner on those rusted pieces just as a suggestion. I find a lot of use for that stuff. Works pretty good for
me. Okay. Also, automatic transmission fluid mixed with acetone, 50-50. It's another thing.
Heard that.
Hey, thanks so much.
Hey, quick message for Ted Anderson. Thank you very much. I no longer hear proper blood flow to the proper area anymore. You guys have a great day. Bye.
Hey, thanks so much, Clint. That was Clint in Iowa. So, Rick, I've got a question for you. So, Jeffrey Epstein, however you pronounce his name, he had, he was a friend of William Jefferson Blythe Clinton. And a bunch of these not-so-handsome guys were looking for young girls, underage girls. And I'm wondering if Jeff Epstein, who paid a trio of meat inspectors, gals that would go out and find new meat for these parasites, these perverts, these wealthy people who liked underage girls. I'm wondering if actually he was an operative of the intelligence organization, the deep state, to ensnare weak-minded perverts to go to his sex parties so that he could then blackmail them into doing whatever he or his handlers wanted him to blackmail them for. What do you think of that, Rick?
There's L. Ron Hubbard did Battlefield Earth. He was an OTO, not very high. He was only third degree. But as L. Ron Hubbard hung out with Jack Parsons, who actually was a physicist that began JPL, Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
30 seconds. And 30 seconds.
He lived with him. As a sponge. He created a concept, called Scientology, which is based on leverage, blackmail, where your position in the society was what you had on other people below.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.